妹妹，为什么房间又一团乱，玩具都不收好啊？
我在找东西啊。
昨天才收好，今天又乱了，我的头又要开始痛了。
妈咪，我是在找虎标白色万金油啦。阿妈都说头痛擦这个很有效，薄荷凉凉的可以帮忙舒缓哦。妈咪，爱老虎哟。
哎呦，今天怎么这么乖呀？很内行哦，还知道要用这瓶百年老字号的。
虎标在手，全家神队友。
全台各大药局、屈臣氏、康氏美皆有贩售。
卫蜀成字字第015702号，北市卫药广字字第113040234号。使用前请详阅说明书、警语及注意事项。
Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Vocab with me and
Patrick.
That's right, you guys. This is the special feature between 15 Minutes and 周报时光机. So you guys are listening to the special feature. And before we start with the regular program today, Patrick, we have a special shout out, don't we?
Anonymous comment.
Well, pretty much anonymous because we don't know Leo Yu, or if we should pronounce it Liu or Leo Yu. But thank you for leaving us a message. And what is the message, Patrick?
He said he highly recommend popcorn for the half-half chocolate and salty flavor. And the best popcorn I ever had in the SBC theater. Yummy.
Okay. So I usually also order half and half. I guess most people can order half and half, but it's salty, half sweet popcorn.
That's right.
But he mentioned half and half chocolate and salty flavored luxury popcorn.
对啊，巧克力的口味在电影院应该是不常见，因为通常都是焦糖嘛。
So Leo knows his popcorn. We can tell.
That's why it's the best popcorn.
And Leo also went on and answered our quick question in the last episode, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Because we also talked about, hey, if Mattel is a toy company aimed at girls, okay, or girl empowerment, which company is the one that is aiming at the boys?
And he answered two options.
Three, actually.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, three. The two I had to sort of figure out. I don't know them because I didn't grow up with them. Because in the West, most of the toys are, you know, American toys. Yes, but in Taiwan, we've got Japanese toys.
Yes, but I totally don't know any of it.
It's okay. It's okay. Once you start studying them, you would want to buy toys for yourself.
Oh, no, no. I don't spend money on toys anymore.
Yes. Okay, so Hasbro was the one I was going for because Hasbro is the owner of the Transformer IP. And they are also the makers of Transformer toys.
I see.
And by the way, Hasbro is the toy maker for Disney Marvel Universe toys.
Oh, the Marvel part.
Yeah, all the Marvel Universe toys. And Disney Star Wars toys are licensed to Hasbro. Yes. So all the figurines and all the spaceships from Star Wars and most of the Star Wars toys, including the lightsaber, is made by Hasbro. H-A-S-B-R-O. And then the two other companies Leo recommended, Takara and Tomy, I think they make cars.
Oh, so it's a Japanese company, right?
Yeah, these are Japanese. So if you go to Sogo Toy Store, I guarantee you would find Takara and Tomy somewhere. Right. So Hasbro, and by the way, I mentioned G.I. Joe in the last episode, and Hasbro also owns the IP of G.I. Joe.
So the exactly answer that you mentioned is the Hasbro,
Hasbro part.
Okay.
That's Hasbro as well. For your information. Yes.
Okay.
So next time, if you go to the toy store, don't buy a toy. You know, flip the toy box over and check the company that manufactured it. Yes, you might learn something that way. Okay, cool. So on to the regular program. We thank you guys for all the comments, but we got to get back to what we're going to share next with you today is about cars.
That's right. 我们今天要来讲车子了哦。
And not the animation cars.
Yes, not going to talk about toy cars anymore. We're talking about the real cars.
The big boy stuff.
我们今天要来讲三个不同的汽车品牌哦。那这三个名字都是讲出来响叮当的，然后大家都一定认识这几个 品牌。那当然有最近因为我们这个开始永续环保起来，所以有油车也有电动车。
So we got petrol cars, right? Or we call them gas cars, cars that run on gas.
Gas cars.
And in Britain, it's called petrol.
Petrol.
In South Africa, it's also called petrol. Oh. In Australia, it's called petrol, not gas.
Oh.
Gas is the gas.
天然气。
Yeah, LP gas. And in America, gas is not LP gas, it's
gasoline?
Petrol. Oh. Yeah, gasoline.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So today, three brands, 3个汽车品牌, we're going to talk about their slogans. 然后再简单带一下他们的品牌故事, and some trivias about them.
Fantastic, we love trivia.
Yes, so today's first brand.
Lexus. Lexus. When we think about Lexus, we think about the luxury brand of Toyota, right?
Mm, but I have to say, 在这一集之前, I thought Lexus is from European countries.
Oh, you thought it was a European brand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's from the Toyota.
But actually, I don't know if you know, most of the manufacturing and the design, it's sort of a combination of East and West. As far as I remember, most of the Japanese car companies,
yes,
the models that get sold in the West are all designed and manufactured, mostly manufactured in the West.
Oh.
Not in Japan. Oh. Not in the East.
Oh. After all, you know, the car is invented in Europe, right? The Mercedes, right? They invented the car. So maybe this kind of manufacturing has come from the Europe. It makes sense.
Well, yeah. Because, again, many countries in Europe have a lot of motor history. They need motor cars.
Mm.
And yes. So obviously the supply chain. It's the same thing with Taiwan and TSMC. You can try and get TSMC to build a factory somewhere.
Mm.
But the supply chain will forever stay in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So if you want any IC design, if you want to do anything that has to do with semiconductors today, you come to Taiwan.
Mm.
Right?
You find TSMC.
There we go. And then you find all the full supply chain. But the minute you leave, you might find a TSMC factory without the supporting supply chain.
Yes. Okay. So what is the Lexus brand slogan?
Lexus brand slogan. You know what? I grew up with a lot of European cars. And when Lexus came out, I have to tell you, it was hot. Mm. It was hot. It was different. It had a European feel. It had a luxury feel. It had a BMW, Mercedes feel to it, but it's got the Japanese, you know, no-nonsense interior.
Oh.
You know, the interior, it's no frills. It's not super fancy like BMW, you know, with all the buttons and everything. And it gives you that comfort of knowing these things just work.
Oh, really?
So when Lexus came out, it was, wow, very cool. But most people still recognized it as sort of the luxury arm of Toyota.
Is there a lot of Lexus car in South Africa?
No. So over the years, as people got to know the brand Lexus, but why didn't they go ahead and buy these luxury Japanese cars? Was for a very good reason. Because in South Africa, we have Mercedes and BMW manufacturing locally.
Oh, I see. 所以这个进口的价钱就会变高.
There we go. And then, of course, we also have VW that's locally manufactured. So you can't beat local manufacturing. It's literally impossible. But the yuppies, the young up-and-coming generation, you know, the young guys, the cool kids with money,
yes.
They would drive fancy Lexus.
I see. Okay. Yes. Okay, so 我相信大家可能对 Lexus 的这个中文的 slogan 应该蛮有名的，因为每次看到他们广告都会讲“尊重完美，近乎苛求”
But the funny thing is, I actually didn't hear much of Lexus slogan. Really?
Really?
It's not that vocal.
I saw the television commercials always have this slogan in Chinese. I don't know English.
You know, in Taiwan, we see the ads and they always say that. Yeah, they have a voiceover actor read it, right?
Yeah.
But growing up, I don't remember Lexus ads saying the English slogan. I don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, and I never heard about it.
Yeah, and also for many car manufacturers, sometimes they don't have somebody read it.
Yeah.
It's on the screen, but they don't have somebody read it.
Mm.
So what is it? Let me break it to you guys. So Lexus's slogan is the relentless pursuit of perfection.
Okay.
And you know what? Let me try and read it as a voiceover.
Okay.
I mean, do an improv for you guys. The relentless pursuit of perfection.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Does it sound like Lexus now?
It makes me feel like it's luxury brand.
Luxury brand.
Yeah.
You get this guy with this, you know, boomy voice, the relentless pursuit of perfection.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is Lexus.
Mm.
So growing up, what is your image of Lexus?
I have to say Lexus car is one of my dream car. Because we play about a lot of that racing card games on the PC.
Oh,
they
yes.
always have a Lexus car. And it makes it feel like it's kind of fancy.
That's right. So let me give you an image that might help you remember why Lexus is such a fancy top car. So Lexus designed one of their supercars, okay, about a decade ago. That was part of the Fast and Furious movie.
Oh.
My favorite character in the movie was Han, the Korean guy.
Ah, yeah. They come to Taiwan recently.
He came to Taiwan recently, right? I have to bring this to Han. So everybody knows Han, right?
Mm.
There was one scene in one of the movies. He drove a Lexus LFA supercar driving Giselle, the girlfriend.
Oh, Giselle is Gal Gadot?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I remember Gal, but I don't remember which car he drove.
No, you know what? After that scene, everybody wanted to be Han. Right. I'll find that scene for you. That was the one thing I remember about Lexus that demonstrated that they have reached the pinnacle of car making. They came up with this fancy supercar. That was super cool.
我再补充一点, 台湾都会觉得Toyota跟Lexus很亲民嘛, 其实Lexus在近期也成为了台湾的豪车市场销售的榜首, 而且是从今年2月开始, 连续5个月都坐稳了每个月的豪车销售冠军。
Ooh, I'm not surprised, eh? I'm really not surprised. Because Lexus on the streets, it looks great.
Mm.
And, you know, they've got good after-sales service, and their service centers are abundant. Taipei, Taichung, wherever they Toyota service center is, you have a Lexus service center. Mm. So I'm not surprised if they are the top-selling brand in Taiwan.
In Taiwan, okay. Yeah. 它其实现在也是日本前十大品牌啦。那这个名字其实我们刚刚有讲到要来补充一些 trivia 是吗？那这个名字
Okay.
就很, how did they come up with Lexus, this name?
Okay. I don't know the backstory, but I can tell you most of these luxury brands, they are either French or Greek or, you know, they are not English. So what is the backstory to the brand name?
I don't know about the backstory. They didn't really tell why did they use the name. But the meaning of the Lexus part is they combine two words, luxury and elegance.
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes me feel like it's more luxury and elegance, right?
Good. And Lexus, technically, in terms of the syllables, Lexus, so two syllables, easy to read, and then five letters, also easy to read and write.
Yeah, but also the Lexus is a Greek name.
Oh, really?
它是 Alexias的变体, 或者是 Alexander.
Oh!
Yeah, I found out this trivia inside the name. Some Greek people, they will use Alexia for their names.
Oh, take away the A, then you get Lexus.
Yes. Yeah, it's cool.
Very smart.
I think the pronunciation sounds beautiful in Lexus.
Easy to read, for sure. Easy, definitely a good brand name, for sure.
Yeah. So this is our first brand. We'll have to remind the slogan again.
Yes. So Lexus, the relentless pursuit of perfection.
专注完美,近乎苛求。
Wow.
Okay.
So if you guys, any of the 15 Minutes fam or any of our listeners at Zhoubao Siguangji, you know, if you work at Lexus, Yeah, tell your boss about us. We would like a sponsorship. Yeah, we can promote your cars. We love your brand.
Yeah, I love it. Really, it's my favorite dream car inside my childhood. So I really want to promote this brand to
everyone. So you get an RX, I'll get an LFA.
Oh, of course, yes.
You know, and then we will switch cars, right? We just switch cars.
And we'll go
every
around
week,
Taiwan.
Rotate. Yes. Okay. All right, so that was Lexus. So what is the next car we'll be talking about today?
Okay, this car brand is kind of small. It's not the big one.
Small car.
Yeah, small. And we know there's another word that we can describe small. It's mini.
Oh, iconic. The Mini, right? The
Mini car.
Yes.
Yes, the Mini. Okay, 这个 Mini 这个汽车，其实我之前在我自己的节目《做话时光机》里面有介绍过这个品牌。那当然，如果想要更详细去听的话，可以去找找看这一集。那简单跟大家介绍一下 ，Mini 它是一个专门生产小型汽车的英国汽车品牌。那当时是成立在1959年的哦。那现在它已经变成 BMW 底下的子公司。
Yes.
OK, 那其实Mini它就像刚刚John老师讲到，它是一个品牌标志非常鲜明的一家汽车公司。
Yes.
目前销售的国家呢，已经超过了109个国家，世界各地都有他们的拥护者。Yes,
and most of my female clients, their dream cars are Minis.
Oh.
And not your regular Mini, you know, it's sort of the single color. They all want the Mini with the Union Jack.
Yeah.
With the Great Britain flag on it, the Union Jack on it.
Yes.
You know why? Because they've seen so many movies about the Mini.
James Bond?
Yeah. From James Bond to, I don't know, there's a movie called Italian Job that I grew up with. And, you know, there are many, many movies that had Minis in them.
Yeah. And the most famous car brand inside this, the Mini, is Mini Cooper, right?
Yes. But original Mini was not a Cooper. Cooper came after. I want to quickly add something here, Patrick, is the way I refer to the Mini, right? The Mini. You see, we don't see Mini car because the minute you include car after Mini, Mini becomes an adjective.
Ah, yes.
But, you know, that car is the Mini.
Yeah, the Mini. It's 它的标志性太强了.
Yes. And then today, I think most of the Minis are Mini Coopers. So you would call it the Mini Cooper. You would not say the Mini Cooper car. Because it's the Mini Cooper. Nobody else has that design. Nobody else has that name to it.
Yeah.
So it's an icon now.
其实在台湾真的很常看到 Mini Cooper, 而且各种颜色,因为他们的颜色跟整个就是 车拼的设计其实都让人家觉得很鲜明，像蓝色、绿色、红色，甚至还有橘色的等等的这种非常鲜艳的，然后小型的车 ，Mini Cooper 在路上跑都很容易吸到大家的眼球。
Yes, it's an iconic car, and it's a very playful car. And I think because of the fact that it was in movies very early, already you know in the 60s and the 50s, so it built a lot of fan base. Even if your dream car is not a Mini or Mini Cooper, you would be okay with one. If you had the budget, if you had to drive something small, Mini and Mini Cooper would come to mind.
Yeah. And also, now, 我们知道我们现在人都生不多嘛，可能一个小家庭，一台小小的 Mini Cooper其实就很适合，对不对？
All right.
Yeah. It sounds like we're promote more about Mini Cooper than Lexus.
I love cars. Okay. I can tell you, I love cars. You know, I stand at the intersection, Patrick. I kid you not. I stand at the intersection and I look at all the different car brands. And then if I see a car that I'm not aware of, I Google it. I pick it up like, oh, is that new model? Ooh, that's not a brand I know or the model I know. That's how I grew up with cars. So I love standing at intersections while waiting for the red light to go green. I'm just counting all the different brands that I know and the models. Yeah.
So I would like to ask John. So as for me, my dream car in my childhood is Lexus. Yeah. So what is your dream car? Which brand is it?
You know what? I don't have a dream car. I want all the cars. If I can afford it, I want to have... Like, you know, as a kid, I never played with Hot Wheels. But growing up, oh my gosh, I started loving cars.
Oh, you're greedy.
Yes, I start, you know, I can have a small house, but I probably need like 10 garage to park my cars in. You know, I want to collect different cars. They're so cool. Oh, yeah. So okay. Mini Cooper for sure. When they joined the BMW group, then yes. I knew, wow. Okay. They're going to kick ass big time because yes. BMW has really, really good engine technology.
No, that's right.
So once you put a good engine in Mini Cooper, I tell you, that car is not just a Mini. Mm-hmm. That is a sports car.
Yeah, now they become a sports car. And they...
Exactly, now it's a sports car.
Yeah, 他们在可能很多比赛上面甚至都拿下了不错的成绩哦。
Yes.
好，所以 there's a trivia about Mini. We know that Mini cars, that everyone think that is small, right?
Yes.
But there's a world record. I'll have a quiz for John.Do you know how many people get inside the Mini?
Oh, gosh. When I was a kid, I remember this one.
Nah. Really? Well, so
yes,
you did
I heard
so
it somewhere.
News. Okay.
I heard it somewhere as a kid. Because when we talk about world records, we are talking about the Guinness World Records, right?
Yes. Guinness 世界紀錄.
I remember this. I think I do.
Okay. Give me a number.
Because it's about cars. And I remember they stuffed a lot of people in the cars and it was a ridiculous number.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous number.
There were nobody, like a lot of people get inside the car like that.
It's not single digit. I remember it's not like 8 people, 9 people.
Nope.
8, 9 people easy.
Far away from this.
I remember, but it's not 40 or 50.
No. That's too insane.
That's too much. Gosh, I'm going to go for 16.
16?
I think 16 people.
No.
Would
no,
be
no.
a ridiculous number already.
You have
16.
You have to put 12 more people inside the car.
That's, holy moly,
yeah,
really?
The correct answer is 28. Okay.
28 people. How do you fit 28 people in a Mini?
But I think there's some cheating part inside because 这28个人哦，这个金氏世界纪录就是在一台 Mini Cooper 车子里面塞了28个人。怎么做到的呢？因为其实这28个人都是来自于英国女子体操的选手。那我们都知道体操选手就是什么身体柔软可以折来折去嘛。所以这28个人塞进去的时候有些人其实已经折到整个体积变得很小的状态。所以他们还能达到28个人这样的一个金氏世界纪录啦。
So I think that sort of makes sense. You want this iconic car, right, from Britain to have a world record that's beaten by the British, right?So that makes sense. I think that's good.
Yes,
but 28
yes.
people, a little outrageous as far as I'm concerned.
It's kind of scary, you know. 应该会有一些人折成真的是很可怕的状态。
So what is Mini's slogan, by the way? Because growing up, I also never heard of Mini's slogan.
Okay.
They're super iconic. They don't need a slogan.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because we saw the Mini, we don't have to say out their slogan, and we know that it's Mini.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a slogan 我在网络上找到了，其实找到了很多不同的这个 slogan, 但有一句我觉得形容得很好，它的英文叫做 You don't need a big one to be happy.
You don't need a big one to be happy.
How do you feel about the slogan?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Very fitting. You don't need a big one to be happy.
Yes.
Because when you see a Mini, it's about lifestyle, right? Freedom.
Yeah.
You can park it anywhere you want.
Yeah, the small car is more easy to be parked, right?
You can park it anywhere. You go to the beach, right? You take down the top, right? It has a sunroof on top. Or you can buy a convertible. It can get very sporty.
And they're colorful, right? So it makes me
very colorful.
Connected with the happy and optimistic.
Yes.You don't see people, craftsmen or artisans, you know, that kind of image or functionality, utility image with Mini. If you buy a Mini, it's about life. It's about having a great life, happy life.
Yeah. It's your attitude to your life, right? Okay, so this is Mini.
You don't need a big one to be happy.
Yeah, you don't need a big one to be happy.
You need two big ones.
You say you want 10 garage.
10 big ones.
Okay, then we'll go to the third brand.
Yes, what's the third brand today?
It's the most famous, most popular ones in these days, Tesla.
Okay. I'm a little sick and tired of Teslas now.
Really?
I have to say. Because they're all over our streets in Taipei.
Oh, yes. Even taxi and Uber, they drive Tesla.
Yes, twice this year already.
For
me. I've gotten on Model 3s this year twice.
Okay.
Getting an Uber cab. So Teslas, I love Teslas, making no mistake. I think they're great, high-tech stuff.
Yes.
But it's just, it used to be a few years ago, it used to be a fancy thing on the road.
Yeah, so, but no.
When I stand at the intersections, I would say, there goes a Tesla, right? Model X, the Model 3, or the Model S. And now it's like, oh, that's another Tesla. There's another Tesla. There's another Tesla. It's all over the streets. It's gotten a little boring for me, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, but if you have a chance to own a Tesla, I think that's, it will be parked inside your garage, right?
Well, if I do own a Tesla, I would treat it very differently.
So how will you treat it?
So I think I would probably, like for me, the ideal Tesla is the Tesla, the Model X.
Oh.
Mm. I think it's the ideal type of vehicle because, you know, in Taiwan, it's difficult to open doors. Our curbside sometimes is a little high. So having those going doors that opens up, I like that. I think those doors would work better in Taiwan.
I see. Okay. So your ideal one is Model X.
The Model X.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go back to the brand story because everyone think that the founder is Elon Musk, right? But the true founder of this company isn't Elon Musk.
Okay, so if not Elon Musk, then who?
Okay, this company was created by two Silicon Valley's engineer. Okay, their name is called Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpanin. They create Tesla in 2003. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. 2003. That's way early.
That Tesla 已经二十年的公司了。Okay, 他为什么两个这个细骨工程师会想要成立呢？因为当时啊，其实这个刚好九一国难才过没有几年，那中东的伊拉克战争就爆发了嘛。
Oh.
那只要在中东战争呢，很常就会爆发石油危机。
Yes.
这时候的石油价格就飙升了。这些细骨工程师
，I remember.
Yeah,他们就觉得说啊，这个石油的依赖性不能那么高，不然这个只要一涨价，我们国家的这个经济危机就很危险，所以他们就开始要找可以替代石油的替代能源，于是就想到了这个电动汽车。
I remember those days. I remember those days. Gas prices went off the charts. I think, if I remember correctly, $120 a barrel for quite a few months.So in South Africa, we had inflation like crazy.
It was
crazy inflation. Yeah, it was insane. So it kind of makes sense, you know, to have Silicon Valley engineers having this idea and trying to solve a problem, right? And not just solve the United States problem, but solve a global problem.High gas prices.
对，所以这两个工程师呢，他们其实就希望可以用这个电动车来取代。那为什么大家会觉得创办人是 Elon Musk？ 主要是因为2004年的时候，马斯克啊，他其实拿出了650万美元去投资了这家特斯拉。
哦，
一瞬间就成为了特斯拉的董事长，但他其实不是创办人。
Oh, got it. Kind of makes sense because he's got money then.
Yeah, he's rich.
He just sold PayPal.
Yeah.
He sold PayPal then. He had PayPal money. And also, I guess, the reason why these two guys, Martin and Mark, was not that well known, I probably think they are sort of your old school engineers. They don't like to be in the limelight. They don't like to, you know, be on TV and all that.
可能没有想要出尽风头的感觉。
You know, actually, back in the day, even Jeff Bezos with Amazon, he doesn't like TV. He doesn't like to be interviewed.
Oh, okay, so...Did we say about the slogan yet? Not yet, right?
No.
Okay.
What's the slogan?
This year, they have a new one. And I think that's cool because it makes some... 它有里面有一些谐音梗在里面。I will have to read it. Like, they say, this year, we will kill the ice.
Kill the ice?
Yeah, the ice. I-C-E, ice. So, but everyone will think about ice. 欸、冰块什么叫做我这今年会把冰块给干掉。
Why?
But the truth is, ice is...Big three letter ICE, which represent internal combustion engine.
Oh, the acronym for internal combustion engine. So for
内燃机
啊 ，OK,
yeah, OK， 为什么会讲内燃机？因为这时候这个油车嘛，油车的主要引擎就来自于内燃机啊。那、
yes.
像它就会运用在汽车、机车、轮船或飞机这种交通工具上。
Yes.
那他说 ，This year will kill the ice， 因为电动车用的引擎，或者说他们发动这个车体去前进的工具，就不是用内燃机。
Yes, they use a motor. They don't use an engine anymore.
They will kill the ice.
Ooh,、
yeah.
okay, okay.
Okay. That's their slogan this year.
So this could be their vision for the next coming few years.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. 好，其实还有另外一个冷知识也跟大家分享，就是2022年的时候，现在其实大家应该也都知道，就特斯拉是全球电动车销量第一名的电动车品牌，
True. Yes.
以 17.5% 占了全球的市占率，所以几乎全世界17% 甚至到 20% 的这个电动车都是来自于特斯拉这家公司。
And in North America, I believe they are also number one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Even in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. 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 We love Elon Musk. Yes.
Hey, I have another trivia, but I don't know that if this is true or not. You know that Tesla have different brand, different category, like Model
yes.
S, Model
yes.
E, Model X, right? They say that Elon Musk,他有刻意把它用不同的名字 like Model S, Model E, Model X,、
yeah.
and Model Y, which became combined together become the word sexy. I don't know if that's true or something. I just see it on the internet、
okay.
and I like to share
okay,
it.
Okay, that's、
everyone.
An interesting, I don't know, urban myth, can we call it?
yeah. it makes sense if that's Elon Musk's idea, you know,
right,
you kind of like the word.
So naming schemes for...founders or for owners of companies. Naming schemes, you know, these are good stories to tell in the future.
Okay, so we will repeat the slogan of Tesla again.
Right. So what's Tesla's slogan? This year, we will kill the ICE, the ice.
Yeah, the ICE. 这是内燃机的缩写 okay.
okay.
It's kind of, I think it's creative. It's cool.、
Since you have trivia for the brand, I have trivia for Elon.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I have an interesting one that I found.、So in 2021,
yes,
Elon Musk, he named himself, okay?、
Mm-hmm.
And because Tesla is a listed company, so we know a lot of the name changing and the、company structure changes,、
yes.
title changes, has to be approved by the SEC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The regulatory body in、US, right?
Yes.
So in 2021...Elon Musk took the title. He named himself the Techno King of Tesla. And he gave the CFO, Zach Kirkhorn, the title Master of Coin.
Master of Coin?
You know, remember he had Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
He was trying to issue
the
Bitcoin.
The dog one,
yeah.
right?
And the dog coin as well. So in 2021, this is real. They filedthese updates with the FEC and got approved.
so I say if his skin makes sense, if they call him sexy, right?
Yes.
He even call himself the technical of Tesla and the master of coin?
I don't know. I mean, it's their garden, right? It's they can play around in
their
own garden. Their
rules.
But the funny thing is SEC actually approved it. So they, did, they、
oh.
didn't feel it would interfere with company affairs, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes. So,、
okay.
all right. Wow. Techno King of Tesla. Tesla 技术
王
Yeah.
特斯拉技术网跟货币大师，哇、wow,，this two 这个两个头衔，这太厉害了。
yeah, so you know, one of these days we should open our own company and give ourselves fancy titles.
yeah, we can come up with some titles about it.
All right, let's quickly recap today's three different car brands that we mentioned as well as their slogans.
Okay,
the first brand, Lexus.
Lexus.
Yes, and the slogan, go ahead, Patrick.
The relentless pursuit of perfection.
The relentless pursuit of perfection. Relentless here means nonstop.
Oh, 永无止境的
Yeah,、
oh.
nonstop. Pursuit of perfection, that means I'm chasing after perfection.
Oh,、okay.
And therefore, well translated, I think the Chinese slogan is pretty well translated.
Yeah.专注完美，近乎苛求。
嗯、
okay.
Right. And the next brand, the Mini.
Okay, the Mini.
Yes. And Patrick, go ahead.
The slogan is, you don't need a big one to be happy.
You don't need a big one to be happy. You only need the mini.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, 它还有押韵。
There we go. Yes. And that's how they create, the marketers are so smart. That's how they create slogans that will get remembered for ages.
You go inside your brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next brand, Tesla.
Tesla. This year, we will kill the ICE.
The ICE, and ICE refers to internal combustion engine.
Okay, 内燃机的部分, okay.
That's all the time we have for you today, 15 Minutes Fam and 周报时光机的朋友们. So why don't you tell us and comment down below, out of these three brands, which car or which model is your dream car?
Yeah.
Why don't you share with us and tell us why it's your dream car, and we will give you a shout out in the next episode, all right?
Okay.
Fantastic stuff. And then we will catch you next week, same time, same place on Vocab, you guys. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.